Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, folks, welcome back to Champion's Mind. It's your boy Jake Carter here, and today we're diving into something super important, especially if you're chasing that dream of peak performance, finding the sweet spot between training hard and giving yourself time to recover. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? You know, pushing through the pain, ignoring those aches and whispers from your body saying, whoa, dude, slow down. That's a recipe for burnout, my friends, and we ain't here for that. We want to be hitting our goals, feeling amazing, and crushing it day after day, right? So how do we balance the hustle with the recharge? Let's dive in. First off, remember this rest isn't laziness, it's a superpower. Seriously, think of your body like a high-performance machine. You wouldn't expect a Ferrari to run on fumes forever, would you? It needs that time to refuel, repair those tiny bits and pieces that get worn down during those epic drives, right? Same goes for us. When we push ourselves hard, we create microscopic tears in our muscles, deplete energy stores, and even stress our nervous system. Rest gives your body the chance to rebuild stronger, replenish those vital resources, and come back sharper than ever. It's not about slacking off, it's about strategically maximizing your efforts. Next up, listen to your body. Seriously, folks, this is a game changer. Your body is screaming at you with subtle cues of fatigue, muscle soreness, irritability, even difficulty concentrating. Pay attention. Don't just brush those signals aside and soldier on like a champ, even if that's what we sometimes want to do. A little self-awareness can save you from burnout and injuries down the road. Remember, pushing through pain isn't always courageous, sometimes it's just plain reckless. Now, let's talk about variety. Your body loves surprises. Don't just stick to the same routine day in and day out. Mix things up with different types of workouts, explore new activities, even take a break from structured exercise altogether and enjoy some spontaneous fun. This keeps your training engaging, prevents plateaus, and allows different muscle groups to recover while others are getting a workout. Another thing, prioritize sleep. This isn't just about getting those 8 hours, it's about the quality of sleep too. A dark, quiet room, cool temperature, screen-free time before bed, these things all contribute to a restorative night's rest. Sleep is when your body does most of its heavy lifting in terms of repair and growth. It's like hitting the reset button for your entire system. And finally, don't forget about stress management. Stress can wreak havoc on your recovery, making it harder for your body to bounce back from workouts. Find healthy ways to manage stress: meditation, yoga, spending time in nature, catching up with friends, whatever works for you. It's all about finding those pockets of calm amidst the chaos. So let's say you've had a killer week at the gym, crushing your workouts and feeling unstoppable. You might be tempted to keep pushing, to double down on the intensity, right? But then you feel that nagging muscle soreness, that extra fatigue creeping in, and maybe even a hint of irritability. That's your body saying, whoa, buddy, time for a break. Instead of ignoring those signs, you take a step back. You prioritize rest days, go for some light walks in nature, indulge in a good book, catch up with loved ones, and give your mind and body the chance to truly recharge. The result? You return to your workouts feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to conquer even bigger goals. See, it's not about weakness, it's about strategic wisdom. It's about understanding that true strength comes from pushing our limits and honoring our need for recovery. And that, my friends, is how you become a champion, both inside and outside the arena. Now go out there, work hard, rest even harder, and let's make this week amazing. Share your thoughts with me. What are some of your favorite ways to prioritize recovery? Hit me up on social media or leave a comment below. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of inspiration and motivation to help you unlock your champion's mind. See you tomorrow, champions.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.